said someone had been sick for a while. He said he's okay now, but he still looks a little
weak.
Anything else you say?
A little pale.
Okay. And someone who's in good shape, you say he's big and
healthy?
Well, he's not weak, he's
strong. Big
what's
strong.
What if he's strong but he's getting a little bit overweight?
Getting too fat.
Do you ever call him stout?
Not sure. Mm-hmm.
How would you use that?
He's too stout.
Would you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
No.
And someone who's always smiling, doesn't lose his temper, you'd say he's...
So calm.
Okay. And someone who's like a teenager that's just growing up and just has a growth spurt and then just seems to be all arms and legs, you know.
Clumsy.
Okay. And a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plain...
I don't know.
Do you ever call somebody a fool?
No, I don't. I'd say he's dopey. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
But you wouldn't say?
A fool? No, uh-uh.
How does fool sound?
I think it's kind of harsh, you know.
Do you associate that, there's a passage in the Bible that says not to call people a fool?
Mm-hmm.
Do you associate it with that? Or does it just sound bad to say?
Well, I just feel like maybe I do associate with that. I don't know, but I just like to feel a little bit, say, more charitable about things like that.
What do you say about someone who has a lot of money but really hangs on to his money?
Type Y.
Okay. And when you say a person is common, what does that mean?
Well, they used to feel like if a person run around and didn't have too much character, you know what I mean, and that they were just common.
Mm-hmm. So it'd be insulting?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
What would you say about an old person, maybe up in the 80s or so, who still has a lot of energy and gets around real well? You say for their age, they're awfully...
spry.
Okay. And say if your children were out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
concerned.
Or whatever.
Worried. Worried.
You wouldn't feel easy, you'd say you felt...
uneasy.
And someone else would say, well, they'll be home all right, just don't...
worry.
And a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark, I'm...
afraid.
Okay. And you say, I don't see why she's afraid now, she...
she's a big girl?
Or if she'd never been afraid before, you say
right.
She... do you ever say she used it to be or didn't used to be afraid? Or...
she never used to be.
Okay.
Never used to be.
And someone who makes up his own mind, then you can't argue with him. He's going to do things his way. He's not going to listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
You call him up.
He's got a strong head of his own.
Okay. But you tell him not to be so.
Bullpen.
And say something that happened to embarrass someone. You say, well, now you better not tease him about that, because on that subject, he's still pretty...
sensitive.
Okay. What else did you say?
Touch it.
And you say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't expect him to get so...
angry.
And if someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them, now just...
be calm. Hold your horses.
And if you've been working very hard, you say you were very...